For me, I believe in access. I believe in speed. And that's why I invest for that. And that's why I know a lot of people have done the same in my masterminds, in my boot camps, etc. But again, the same goes across the board, right? So decision, desire, discipline, those are the three D's truly that really, I believe, are strong pillars in your lab that you need to have. Gosh, there's so many things I want to talk about, but hallway conversation is number one. Strength in numbers. Start asking who, not how, right? Who can help me do this too, right? How do we put our brains together to go faster, right? Proof of concept, you get inspiration, business funding, for example, creative financing, right? There's many people who are doing it. How do I get more of it? Who are the who's that I need to have in my life to get access to those deals?
Who's this? Oh, you're an entrepreneur? Oh, you're a real estate investor? Oh, you're trying to learn from those who did it? Well, come into the lab then. Put your white coat on, gloves on, notepad, and let's build, y'all.
Experiment Nation, what is going on? Your host, Ruben Kanya here, just returned back into the lab this morning after still being on cloud nine with an amazing event that we had. I mean, I'm just coming back from San Diego. If you're listening to this, some of you, I got a chance to meet you, and the energy, the gratitude that I have for this community, my goodness. I want to give so many shout outs, but I do want to actually recap what occurred within the last week. So number one, we sold out our MTR Hard Knocks event, which I'm already getting requests to do it next year. Shout out to my co-host Vivian Yip for planting that seed. You know, it's fascinating how everything starts with an idea and then follows up with a decision. And I'm a big believer that if you can think of it in your mind, soon you can hold it in your hand. It does not have to take long. It actually can take less than 48 hours. And call me crazy or call it manifestation, but the reason why I say that it can take less than 48 hours is because you can make a decision in less than 48 hours. And as soon as you make a decision, then the rest follows by the action. And I'm a true believer of that. So with that said, huge event. Shout out to Vivian Yip. Shout out to Dr. Rachel Gainsbrough for coming, my dear friend. My gosh, Noble Crawford, Sarah D. Weaver. We had an amazing panel. We got a chance to connect with those in our community. And what I love about our community is this is real people who care. We share the same core values and real people getting results, right? And what I think is fascinating is, you know, having, you know, a network the way I've had and having the show is, you know, bringing people onto the show and realizing that they're real human beings. And what I love about these conferences too, they make themselves accessible. And I think, you know, some of Experiment Nation members that I've met, whether it was my mastermind students in the flesh meeting for the first time or actually it wouldn't be the first time from mastermind students in their inner circle because we do meet in person, but for those who have been listening to my show and you like pull me to the side and say, listen, you can't tell you how much joy that brings to me that there's someone on the other side that finds with all the time in the world that you have to be able to spend it with me, whether you're commuting or you know, you're working out or whatever the case might be, or maybe you're just listening to the show, you're watching it. It means the world to me as a content creator who is out there to continue to educate himself and along the way, bring people along within the journey. And then to be able to create a community around that, it's just, I mean, there's no words that can describe my gratitude for it. And it means more when you come into like an event that is, you know, dedicated to people who are in the community, some that I've never met, some you've come up to me and you told me how much the show and the information or the boot camps or the whatever it I do out there means to you. That's just a heartfelt thank you. And don't stop sharing that with me because that gives me the fuel to keep on going, to keep on getting, you know, the industry leaders that we need to have on the show to continue to have some insider information with what's going on in our industry. I met some amazing people this past week and I cannot wait to continue to foster the relationships and build on them. However, I didn't want to level set and go back to one of the things I talked about during our luncheon meetup before the event even started. And I preface by saying that I truly believe that there's three pillars, or the three D's that will lead to your success, or to maybe your failure for lack thereof doing those. The three D's are decision, desire, and discipline. I do believe that if you are able to fuel these pillars and basically build these strong pillars, you can't fail. And here's what I mean. So I'm going to put a bow on this based on all the experiences that I've heard, the things that occurred within this past week in San Diego. I want to show how it all ties to these three pillars, if you would allow me. And so let's start off by the event, right? So I talked about having someone in your life like Vivian Yip, or anyone that has an idea. And what's fascinating with an idea is just an idea. But then when we think through the idea, and then you think about the next things, you kind of fuel life into an idea, you know, because we have all these ideas, right? But if we don't take action on any the ideas, they're just ideas. And the only thing that's stopping you from, you know, putting life into these ideas is by making a decision. And the word decision actually is the root word comes, I think it's a Latin, and correct me if it's not, but it's to cut off, to decide, to cut off other alternatives. And when you make a decision, there's a real power in that, because I used to get a little bit confused on how you can think of a 10x goal, or how you can actually, you know, get to a place that you don't see yet. And my biggest key takeaway in 2023, you know, coming into 2024, is, you know, with the help of my mentor, my coaches, and my mindset coach, etc., it's the decision where everything starts, right? You don't have to figure out the how. The who can actually come in your life later, and you will actually attract the right who's and the right how's once you've made a decision. And I think we struggle because people typically only want to make decision when they have everything figured out. But if something's big enough, and especially something is big enough, like I'm talking about a big dream or big impact, you're not going to know the answer because you haven't become the person to know the answer yet. But you can, in your current state, make the decision, and then be, do, have will happen. You will become the person that will attract the right folks to help you, right? The right network, the right community to then be able to guide you towards the other who's that you need to have in your life once you've made the decision, to then essentially will then lead to the right house or the right strategy, right? Which isn't something we should be focused on at first. I believe in making the decision. The reason I'll bring this back full circle, right? So Vivian was like, hey, we should do an event. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I'm always for taking action. But very quickly, she had a spot, we had the network, I have a list, I have the social media, she has as well her own community, we joined forces. We didn't think of how, we first made the decision. Once we made the decision, then it all fell into place. There was a gentleman that's part of eXp Realty that she reached out to. We were able to get a space, and then I thought of who, which is, hey, my wife, Celine. She has an events planning business called CelSev Events. That's CelSev, CelSev Events. Shout out to them. They crushed it. And she was able to put together, find the right vendors for the catering. Shout out to Bits and Bytes. Amazing spread. Photographer, because, you know, you got content is everything. Videographer, you name it, everything. So it was first a decision that was made in here first, and then the decision to continue to actually follow through with that. And it just took us a couple weeks to put together. We then thought about, you know, where we're going to do it, Eventbrite, etc. And I've done meetups before. I have masterminds, but there's still a lot of new pieces to it, right? Catering an event, all that stuff. But you figure it out along the way once you made the decision. And I think that's very powerful to have people in your life that can inspire you to make these decisions, right? In what's fascinating about making the decision is if you have integrity, then you will have to, once you commit, deliver, right? And I think that's why I really get excited about I think it's really the one thing that you need to make a decision, because if you're a person of integrity, you're going to need to follow through with it. So a lot of the decisions that I made in the past, I didn't know exactly how I was going to get it fulfilled, but I knew, because if I made the decision to do it, I will then do right by the person, because that's just the kind of person that I am. I'm going to go above and beyond. So if you have any of those qualities, which I'm sure you do if you're listening to this, because it's not by chance that you're listening to this podcast or this show, it's by law, then I trust that because you have that integrity, trust that you will figure out the next step. You do not have to have it all figured out. That has killed more dreams than ever before by lack of making a decision. Make a decision. It might sound crazy. If you want to buy 12 properties this year, or 120, or find 12 creative finance deals, make a decision that that's what you're going to do. Then you will then find the right who's in your life. Well, then you will attract, because, you know, then it goes back to the second D that I want to highlight. And this is what I told folks at the meetup. It's really important that you share with everyone what your desire is, right? We are in a society where we don't want to like share too much, where we like, you know, feel like it's bragging. And I think we do a poor job, I feel, of A, you know, sharing our desires, and then B, taking compliments. People struggle with compliments, which is crazy. I don't know if you've ever tried this. Like, oh, you look great. Oh, no, it's just this old thing. Like, what? Take the compliment. Wait, fantastic job. Yeah, it's no big deal. Why are we wired to always downplay what we do? Take the blessing, and at the same time, share your desire. It's not showing off. I'm telling you right now, closed mouths never get fed. Okay? So it's really important that you share, especially in a safe community like the one we just had, what your desire is. You know, one of the things I put out there for me, business funding is one, a really big, especially with the creative financing. Creative financing is another. I'm trying to find sub two deals. We had an amazing sub two deal that we closed on and turned it an MTR, amazing returns. And then most importantly, the network, right? I like to be very, very, very direct and very selective in how I speak. So it's not trying to, it's I'm doing, right? I'm building a network, nationwide network with regional partners in the corporate housing / midterm rental insurance space. So my goal is to create a network where we will be essentially the ALE solutions of the world, where we will control the flow that's coming in either from other temporary relocation agencies or even the insurance companies themselves. And with that takes collaboration. So I made the decision that, let's all huddle all in one place while we're in San Diego, and let's talk about what that concept would look like. I was very clear on that. And I made it very clear that that was my intention. And we did do just that with amazing operators, nationwide, where it's, you know, there is strength in numbers, right? And a rising tide makes all rise. So it's really important that we think about, okay, it's great that I'm getting all these deals locally, but I'm also closing the door and not sharing deals with other operators who could also do the same for me when they come across a deal that's not in their location. What would it look like to have a funnel, a system where we just share leads among ourselves? That's the goal, because if we can all stay 100% occupied and we can all eat, we can all then also be in the forefront of being the main providers for these, a lot of corporations and a lot of insurance companies. So it's in our best interest for us to combine our efforts. And last but not least, my job is to educate, because the more people we can educate, my desire, again, to educate as many, you know, either Airbnb operators, for lack of better words, or short-term rental operators with furnished accommodations, to then become our partners. Because if you're in a position where you're very, active in your marketplace and you're serving these families, it's only a matter of time until you get 100% occupied, until you'll now have an overflow of leads, which then will bleed back into our network. So the way I think about this network, I think of it like a brokerage, right? Similar to the way Keller Williams has a brokerage and agency, and there's almost like a governance, right, of how we do business, the quality assurance, etc. But within that model, there's existing teams, right? You guys, maybe you've seen the Million Dollar Listing Show, where there's Douglas Elliman and all those guys, top agents, but they're representative of a large brokerage. And because of that brand, they're able to get large businesses because they know that that brokerage has, you know, while they might be multiple teams, right? Kind of like the agency, right? Mauricio, the Umansky team, or, you know, the BZP. That's one thing that came up in that one show. There's a lot of different teams within the brokerage, but what would it look like for us to have, you know, multiple different entities and businesses in different states, but kind of the same front-facing kind of company that has basically a mandate and has done a quality assurance on the standard and standardized the quality of properties that we can then offer to insurance companies? What would that look like? Isn't that something? So that's my goal and desire. That's what I'm looking to build. And I think it's important because when you share that, people will then keep you on their reticular activating system that, hey, this is what Ruben needs. This is what Monica needs. This is what whoever the person that's listening to needs, John, Joseph, Janelle, Jamila, like whoever it is, on the other side, it's important that you share that, because I'm telling you, in a great community, in a great ecosystem, the right people will keep you top of mind. As a matter of fact, I just landed and got a call, and shout out to Dima, who, you know, trying to help a family here in Atlanta, and they thought of me first. That's because I made it very clear that I'm a furnished accommodation provider and solutions provider for this region in Atlanta. But what would it look like if he, you know, knew that I had a network that, you know, I have someone in California, I have someone to call, I have someone in Arizona, I have someone to call, right? What does that look like? Shout out to Mike Stone in Arizona as well. So that's the goal. And I think it's important for us to share that. And I think it's important that for you to share that. And I want to see how it all kind of ties in together, because I think the desire part we struggle with, and it's really the thing that can really open up as many doors as possible, right? Another thing with desire too is that when you share a desire with someone, it can also inspire someone. I know I've received a lot of inspiration in these past couple of days. I spoke to a few individuals, that had been doing this for years, and they were talking about how the MTR space is nothing new, which is fascinating for us, because we know that I like proof of concepts, right? That's why I do this show, is how do we study proofs of concepts that have worked? And I like corporations, right? Like, I recently found out Alacrity is a BlackRock company, right? Like, to me, that's big corporate money behind it. I want big corporate because the corporations have big checks and they can write big checks. So I love B2B. That was someone else's desire that turned into an inspiration for me that now became my desire. So the reason it's important for you to share desires is because it also can also inspire others. And I know I've been inspired, right? Like, I was on Rich Summer's podcast and we talked midterm rentals, and then we were talking about, you know, the area we recently expanded in when it comes to vacation rentals, and I was talking about Cape Cod, and he's like, you're going to get a hotel there? And I said, you're damn right I will. Right? That was an inspiration. It was a thought, just like Vivian had an inspiration, a desire to launch a conference or at least a meetup. And I was like, absolutely, I have that same desire. Now there's, you know, anytime there's two brains in a room, there's actually a third one that gets created. That's the beauty of the mastermind. It's fascinating. If there's six people, there's really seven brains. That's just the power of the mastermind. So when you share your desire, you're actually inspiring someone else to consume or adopt your desires, right? You're planting the seed, food for thought, right? That's why it's called food for thought. So for me, that's very interesting. The exact same way when I was talking to, a lady who had been in the business of corporate housing for 30 plus years, where she planted a seed for me. And that's all it takes. You plant the seed and then you make a decision. And we have a call we're setting up next week where we're going to talk a little bit about, well, Ruben, insurance is great, but you know how much money is around with corporate? It's the same asset type, right? So what does it look like to not only dominate insurance, right? Housing, because I like niches, right? There's niches and riches. But what does it look like now to have a backup plan to be with corporate? And then the worst case scenario, right? Now my third backup plan is STR, like I'm talking about traditional Airbnb. How about that, right? Starts with a plan, starts with the conversation. As a matter of fact, when I was speaking to this lady, she was kind of laughing about the midterm rental world because, you know, she's been, you know, in the business longer than I've been alive. And, you know, she was like, you know, that's just corporate housing. I don't know what this whole midterm thing is that you guys are throwing around. It's corporate housing. So hearing it from someone else's different lens and knowing that this model works at scale, it's been working. As a matter of fact, I was looking up a few things. I mean, this stuff has been around since since 1960s, corporate housing has been around, right? You know, you start thinking about these OTAs, they were just born not too long ago, right? Airbnb, VRBO, these are like in the 2000s they were created. I mean, VRBO was created in 95, but Airbnb was in 2008. And so you think about this industry, we're just scratching the surface. And shout out to Jesse Vasquez, you know, who held the MTR Summit, you know, hosted that. And is it, again, opens up the opportunity, his desire to have a conference opens up the opportunity for us to all meet in one place and have, you know, on the heels of that, our own little meetup as well. But again, meeting in person. But one of the things he always talks about is just that is like we are just in the early stages. And it's been around for a while, but now it's kind of opening up to the, you know, investor next door who wants to play the corporate game, right? So it's in your best interest to foster these relationships early, because one of the biggest key takeaways from this conference is that you can make this up. I think at this point it's like we're, if not 1 degree, 2 degrees of separation, right? And I mean it. Like I went to dinner with someone, with a group of friends, and I was just blown away with like the crossover in interests, in mutual friendships, even relationships, for Christ's sakes. I mean, you could make this stuff up, but I'm not surprised, because, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about coming to these conferences and being very niche. You know, any relationship that you create is going to have a crossover relationship. And if you're a person of integrity and you do right by people and you look out for them, you look to serve them, it's going to come back. It just comes back by law, right? That's just how it works, right? Experiment Nation, you've heard the word MTR, midterm rentals, as it is currently a hot topic and hot commodity right now, because again, there has been an increase in short-term rental regulations, and there also has been, let's face it, a slowdown in what we were experiencing a couple years back when it comes to bookings. So with that said, short-term rental operators are looking for alternative solutions to tap into the midterm rental space. However, there is a sub-niche of midterm rental insurance that I'm truly excited about, that I want to share with you, that the experience that we've had, the tremendous results we've been able to have, and that's the insurance midterm rental space, which is very different than your traditional midterm rentals. When you think of traditionally midterm rentals, you think of travel nurses. There is a space, midterm rental insurance space, that we've tapped in, where you need to be well connected with insurance and relocation specialists and companies and understand the right type of asset required for you to be able to help these families. What's really important that stands out the most, which you can get in what I'm about to offer you, is the understanding where to be found by these insurance companies, how to properly manage your calendar so that your listings are optimized so that they can find you, how to actually gain traction and build a relationship with these relocation insurance companies. I've put together an MTR insurance blueprint, that's MMTRRR insurance blueprint, to cover these foundations after we've had success landing very large contracts on single family homes that literally 4x what we traditionally make in long-term rentals, and also gives us peace of mind because there's less turnover and 100% occupancy, because these contracts can start anywhere from 30 days to 3 months to 8 months, and range anywhere from, again, we've landed anywhere from $8,000 to $9,000 a month in per month on a single family home property, which our mortgages are typically around the 2400
range, which then gives you a large spread of anywhere from 4 to 6K net on just one property. And this is why it's very hot right now. But people who haven't been in the lab with individuals like myself, like Jesse Vasquez and Dr. Rachel Gainsborough and Noble Crawford, don't have the foundations and don't know exactly where to start. And therefore, this is why I'm giving you guys a blueprint, the MTRR insurance blueprint. Go to the website experimentrealestate.com and get yourself a blueprint to completely change or at least have a plan B if you're a short-term rental operator looking to maximize your occupancy and profitability. We'll see you on the other side.
And so another thing too is if you understand people's desires, right, on the second D, I truly believe of, you know, if you help everybody get what they want, then you can get what you want, right? That's actually, I'm trying to think who said that. Was that Confucius or I can't recall now, but oh no, that was Zig Ziglar. So I truly believe that you should just be of service and opportunities will come. It's only a matter of time. So with that said, so there's desire, sharing with other people what you think, sharing, being intentional with you, sharing what you want to get. You're also just as important for you to listen for what other people need. And then you connect them. I think the best thing that you can do is the power of connecting someone based on what they are telling you they need is just so powerful. I love doing that. And I think if you've met me, you'll realize that I like to, have you met so-and-so? You should connect with this and that. Being a super connector has so much value. And I think, you know, I think people think, oh, like I don't have money and I have this to offer, but you can be a valuable asset by connecting people based on what their needs are. Oh, I'm looking for a lender. Oh, connect with this guy. He lends specifically in this, right? Or, you know, and that's the goal. So if you actually attended the MTR Hard Knocks, we're actually going to do a thing where we're going to share the roster of everyone who was in attendance, because the power is to connect the people together. And I think that can be a superpower. It could be your superpower. And then if you understand everyone's desires, you'll be very powerful, because when you help them, they will never forget that. And I think that's one of the biggest key takeaways. And it's so funny because I was even thinking, even naming this episode, I want to name it Hallway Conversations. And I don't know if that's what we're going to go with, but if in case it didn't get named that, that's one of the alternative names, because these conferences are amazing. The speakers do an amazing job and you should definitely be present for those. But you should be just as present to listen to the guy next door, or gal next door that is sitting next to you in the conference or that you meet in the hallway, because I can tell you right now, those are the conversations which I find the most valuable and the most fruitful and the most accessible. And you know, the ones you should be leaning in, because I can't tell you how many times I've seen some people. And again, you don't do it because you want to get anything in return out of it. You just do it because it's the right thing to do. And then being how tight knit this community is, and the people that I've seen, I'm telling you right now, if you help someone and you know, they catch their big break, and they will, because there's some amazing individuals and operators, they won't forget you. And it'll always be, you know, a touch point where you can kind of reopen up that door. You know, and if you ever need something, I'm sure they'll return the favor, because they're just, you know, they're remembering how much you helped them. And this is the crazy thing. Like, I meet people and I see their results like the next year, and I'm like, dude, you're crushing it. And, you know, and it doesn't, and everyone is to a certain level, you know, whether it doesn't matter if it's a first deal, second deal, but people who make the decision, have the desire, and then have the third part, the discipline, they always get results. And if you can be part of that network, you know, when they rise, you rise. When you rise, they rise, you know? So I think it's really important to be very intentional on what you're trying to get. And usually that's my intention. Usually it's the people first. And I hope you can, if you're listening to this and you experience that, that warms my heart, because I truly want to help as many people in our space as possible. And then I know that we'll be part of something special that we build. And so the discipline part is very interesting, right? Because, you know, another thing, before I go to discipline, though, I want to say another thing too, right? One of the cool things that I really like about coming to these conferences is that you might have an idea, right? And I'll give you two examples. And then you hear someone else who's doing what you're doing or doing what you want to do. And it gives you either affirmation, confirmation, confident that you can go down that path. I'll give you an example. Right now, what's big for us, we're in a mastermind. Shout out to Brendan Elliott, credit counsel, elite counseling. We're just trying to really ramp up with our business funding because we've seen how powerful it is to be able to apply that to some of our real estate projects. And I spoke to two people who are doing business funding and it's working for them. So for me, that fires me up, right? Because they're no different than I am, etc. And they're already getting some huge results. And so that gets me fired up. That gets me going. And that's their desire that now also has become my desire, or I'm actually even adopting some of their results to mine as a confidence booster. Not that I need a confidence booster, y'all, because the lab is open. The lab has a lot of things that need to get done here. But hearing that the people like us, you know, like me, like, you know, everyday people, in addition to those that are in my mastermind, are doing this, it's almost like a affirmation to, yes, you can do it too. And I think it's powerful to find people like that where they're, you know, 2 steps, 3 steps ahead, 10 steps ahead, what you want to do, and surround yourself with those people. Because at the end of the day, it's going to fire you up and give you that burning desire that you need to continue to push through when things get tough. Push through when you face a challenge, because you are going to face challenges. Things are going to be challenging. You might have a vacancy. You might be doing the thing and it's not working. But, you know, at the conference, I saw a bunch of people were doing it. Stay the course. It works. Just like this. If you want to get a midterm rental insurance contract, watch the videos that I put on my YouTube channel. Listen to it. And I know you will share receipts with me because it works, right? Now, the third pillar is the discipline part, which comes from having a network, which comes from having a mastermind, which comes with having, you know, these relationships over time. And if you think about the discipline too, you must have the discipline to outlast the obstacles you're going to face or the roadblocks you're going to have, or maybe just questions you might have along the way. And this is why this is important to build that network. This is why we have masterminds. Jesse has a mastermind. Dr. Rachel Gainsborough has a mastermind. Noble has a mastermind. Sarah D. Weaver has a mastermind. Vivian has a mastermind. I have a mastermind. And the biggest thing I will say is when you have a mastermind is just, you know, a like-minded group of people working towards the same cause. And I always say, anytime you join a mastermind, you just want to make sure you resonate with whoever's running the mastermind and the people in there. And if you do, it's the right fit for you. There's multiple out there. There's no scarcity. It's not one or the other. You can be part of multiple. I've been part of all of the above. Jesse's mastermind, Rachel's mastermind. Obviously, I run my own mastermind, so I'm a part of my mastermind. But I've done boot camps with Dr. Noble Crawford. That desire has to come with discipline. That burning desire has to be the thing that gets you there out of bed, gets you fired up. But every day is not going to be the same. You're not going to be feeling giddy. You're not going to be feeling happy every single day. So therefore, there's going to be discipline involved. And discipline helps by having an accountability partner or accountability group. That's why the Mike Stones, the Will Dotsons, the Peters, the David, we have even an open group chat where we're just constantly sharing information together, right? Because it's the power of the mastermind that will help you overcome any challenges, right? That will help you keep going when the going gets tough. You need that discipline, because if you do not have discipline, you will just, the motivation fades away. Right, you have one day you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and you just don't have it. The discipline, the accountability group is going to take you there. Whether that's in the form of you going to conferences or you doing masterminds, I would highly recommend you to be part of a mastermind. Again, it does not have to be mine. It doesn't have to be Jesse's. It doesn't have to be anybody. Even a core group of accountability goes a long way. And ideally, you have a guy that has been in the position that you want to be in, because you certainly don't want to be the blind leading the blind, right? Like, you don't want that. For me, I believe in access. I believe in speed. And that's why I invest for that. And that's why I know a lot of people have done the same in my masterminds, in my boot camps, etc. But again, the same goes across the board, right? Jesse's, you know, you need that. So decision, desire, discipline, those are the 3 D's truly that really, I believe, are strong pillars in your lab that you need to have. Gosh, there's so many things I want to, you know, that I to talk about, but hallway conversations, number one, strength in numbers. Start asking who, not how, right? Who can help me do this too, right? How do we put our brains together to go faster, right? Proof of concept, you get inspiration. Business funding, for example, is one. Creative financing, right? There's many people who are doing it. How do I get more of it? Who are the who's that I need to have in my life to get access to those deals? Another question, I mean, even a gentleman came up to me in my circle, just like, hey, you know, you do a lot of this stuff remotely, you know, I have some pushback around it. Just find a who's already doing it, and then it can tell you the who's that they have on their team to get the job done, right? That's me. If you need long distance help, I got you. Virtual assistants, I got you. You know, one thing, you know, speaking of, and I want to make sure I highlight this as well, because when you think of discipline, you think of sometimes putting systems in your life to force you to be disciplined. For example, recording content for me, that has to be a part of discipline, because my team will literally harass me and say, hey, we don't have content for you to edit. Therefore, I need to get up content every day because that's my commitment. I made a decision. I had the desire, and then I made the decision, and now I have the commitment, and I have to have the discipline. And the way the discipline is instilled is by having a structure that forces me to be held accountable when I don't record content. Trust me. My team is like, where are you? I'm like, I'm in San Diego. I have tons of content coming for you guys, but I'm also boots on the ground. As soon as I come back, here I am. I'm doing a recap. Because that's what I owe my community. That's what I owe my team. And I have to have the discipline. And that discipline, right, we're just about at 280 episodes, is where I've received the most results, the most fulfillment, because of my discipline to be able to continue to fulfill the decision that I had made based on the desire that I had. Okay. So with that said, discipline, who, not how, think about that. Put structures in place in your life where you're going to have someone hold you accountable. Or even right now, I know that I'm trying to build this network. So I said, okay, how do we sync up with regional partners, have accountability calls, and have, you know, a governance around it so that we can actually work towards something? Because I know by myself, I'll get too busy. All right. So I know that it's not me. It's the who that I need to have. And then asking them who the who's need to be brought to the table. And so I think if you start thinking about that in your life, you really start to see the difference. One of the things I wanted to bring up is when I was on Rich Summer's podcast, which I'm excited for that one to come out. I think it'll be great for the community. Is, you know, one of the things I asked one of my friends who ends up actually working with Rich, I asked him, and I love to ask this to people who, you know, and Rich is a good friend of mine. But it's, you know, it's good to hear that when your team has respect for you. And so I asked someone on his team, like, you know, what have you seen him do? And it was very fascinating because I think one of the things that great operators do is make decisions very quickly, which goes back to pillar number one. And that was a thing where, you know, great operator, like, shout out to Rich. So his amazing studio in Little Italy here in San Diego, doing some amazing things, buying boutique hotels, giving me that desire to do the same, right? Instilling, planting that seed. But his ability to make decisions very quickly, right? He came as a multifamily guy and then pivoted into boutique hotels because they didn't make sense. But he didn't take time. He didn't take much time. He made a decision and then he went all in. And now he's got like his fourth boutique hotel. He's expanding his team. And one of the things I asked one of his team members, like, what have you seen? And he said, yeah, it's his ability to make quick decisions, which again goes back to the 3 D's. Can you make a decision? How long is it going to take to make a decision? Vivian and I came up with this decision to do this event. We literally whipped it up in like 2 weeks or some change. Prep time accounted for another week. We had an event. We sold it out. Boom. Decision to action. Desire. What is then the decision you need to make towards that desire? Make the decision, figure out the who's will figure out the hows, and then have the discipline to sustain that. Who do I need to surround myself with to continue to help me make decisions after decision? Because you wake up each and every single day, you need to make a decision to succeed, a decision to build that financial freedom that you want, a decision to break free, a decision to live life on your own terms. All these are decisions that others have made and have achieved. So the question is, why haven't you made the decision? Because if there is an outcome that you don't currently have, and this is a question that I'm asking even for myself, and this is what my coach told me, if the reason you don't have an outcome in your life right now is because you actually truly have not made the decision to have it. Let that sink in for a second. Isn't that crazy? And if you think about it, a lot of the things that you have currently in your life is a decision away from the previous decision that you made or a decision that you continue to make each and every single day. Whether you go to that job every single day or whether you tolerate that tenant every single day, you're making a decision every single day. But each and every single one of us, I think, underestimate the power that our decisions have. Because you can wake up today. Remember, you don't have to do anything. You choose to do anything, but choosing is different than deciding, because when you decide, you cut out any other alternatives, and that is the thing that you're going for. Make sure you're not choosing every day, but you're deciding every single day, because when you continue to make the right decisions time and time again, which including the right who's in your life, you will by law have a different outcome. And that is why I love the lab. It is that technical and it is that scientific, and we do not have to reinvent the wheel at all. It is just a proof of concept. It is by law that if you continue to have a different input, you will then have a different output. If you continue to put the same input, you will then have the same output. Experiment Nation, cannot thank you enough for tuning into another episode. If this episode hit different, if it hits you, if you got a chance to meet me in person, drop me a review. Whether it's oriented with this episode or not, or tied to it, I just want to hear back. Shoot me a DM. It means the world to me. I'm still on cloud nine, still fired up. And speaking of decision, one of the decisions that I made, I almost forgot this, is by the time this launches, you'll probably have 24 hours, but we made a decision to offer a done for you program, because there's a lot of people getting results. And there's only two reasons why you're not getting results. Either you haven't made a decision to really double down on this midterm mental insurance opportunity, or you just don't know how to do it, or don't have the time to do it. And if that's the case, then I wanted to offer an opportunity where we would offer an MTR in a box for you. We only have open enrollment for a certain period of time due to limited capacity. So if you're listening to this later on, there'll be an opportunity for open enrollment again if you missed it. However, I'm doing a tight-knit, small group on this opportunity, because my goal is to serve, help those get a taste of this to then double down. So then again, not only you will be profitable, highly occupied and profitable, but you'll also have buy-in for the network we're trying to build, because I truly believe that strength is in numbers. And when the tide rises, all rises along, right? So with that said, Experiment Nation, if you're looking for that, by the way, that offer is going to be in the description. Go to experimentrealestate.com/box. Limited time. We will do everything that we do to land midterm mental insurance contracts that I've taught my boot camps to others who have done it, to ourselves. We'll do it for you. There's a payment plan for it. There's a one-time fee. But I promise you, the reason why I'm not disclosing fee, it's gonna go up just due to the demand. But I at least want to make it available to those in Experiment Nation who want to be part of this, of landing lucrative midterm mental insurance contracts to, again, get rid of those headaches, those high turnovers, have high increased occupancy and profitability. Because again, you're only one decision away. And if you haven't gotten a taste of that, it's probably because you haven't made a decision to either learn, tap in, optimize it yourself, or have someone do it for you, which again, before it didn't exist, but it does today. So with that said, Experiment Nation, thanks for tuning in. I'm looking so forward. Next year, best believe we will have another MTR luncheon in person, in the flesh. We'll get a bigger place because we got a lot of demand and it meant the world for you to be there. If you didn't show up, probably repurpose it into a podcast as soon as I get the content. So Charlotte, Carly Smith, hey, listen, you're on the clock there, Carly. The people are waiting. The people want the content. So as soon as you get a hold of that, we'll make sure that we get that out there. Otherwise, thank you. And just like that, remember, you're only one experiment away. Let's build, y'all.
Experiment Nation, podcasting has changed the way we operate as real estate investors ourselves, and it can do the same for you. Podcasting has been the source of the masterclasses that we get thanks to the world-class real estate investors and practitioners and specialists that come into the lab from all realms, from short-term rentals to midterm rentals to real estate syndications to even software as a service. Owners, founders, entrepreneurs have helped enrich our experiments by giving us the education, helping us build a network, and lastly and most importantly, a brand association to open up multiple doors for our respective businesses.
If you understand the power that podcasting can have and you know that you need one for your brand, please, you can rely on our team. InvestItTalent.com is my team and the team that helps this podcast, The Real Estate Experiment, become the fruition each and every single week to educate my community, build relationships on the air, and continue to build our brand. If you know that you need to do the same for your brand and you haven't pulled the trigger yet, maybe because you don't know how, our company, InvestItTalent.com, does the end-to-end from the time that you record, from the time that it is published, to even repurposing content on multiple social media platforms. That's what my team can do for you. Simply go to InvestItTalent.com and book a discovery call to see how my team can help you launch your podcast.